Welcome to the Quest of Fishing Adventures podcast, Chapter 4. Welcome yourselves to Quest Fishing Adventures podcast, chapter 4, episode 1. Happy New Year, everyone. Right, it is the 1st of January 2024. And I've got myself back out on the bank again. I've decided to come to Atkins Lake. Yes, it is one of the easier lakes that I fish. But I really wanted to come out, you know, and just try and grab a fish to kick the year off in style, and that's what I've decided to do. So I've come down here and I've jumped into the swim that I finished in last time I was down here, which was what, 3 days ago now? I think it's 3 days ago now. So as you come in the car park in the corner up there, and that's where I lost 2 carp, which is really frustrating, and I have no idea why. I'll just bleep then. So basically I've got my left hand rod on the, I've got the bull rushes going up all the left hand side of the lake, of the tip of the lake up there. So I've put my first one in the corner on the bull rushes, and what I decided to do, I'm just going to kind of like just basically every time I recast, just like either go back on the same spot or just go on the bull rushes, just like going up like a quarter of the tip of the lake up there. So I think that's going to be a good plan of action. The carp definitely seem to move around there, that's for sure. That's from my experience over the years of fishing this lake, so I think it's a good idea. And the other one I was actually going to put on the bull rush as well, and I decided that's probably not a great idea because I've got a big chance of crossing my lines. Then if I get a fish on my left hand side rod, I'm gonna have to bring it over my right hand side rod. Yes, it is doable, we all know that, but I kind of thought, why do I want to put myself in that situation? If things get desperate later on, then I might just do it. So on that one, my right hand side rod, I literally just put it out straight out in front of me, about how many sections, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10 sections on the bushwhacker. I've bushwhacked them both out to get that lovely presentation of a drop. On both of them, I'm fishing inline leads, 4 ounce inline leads, spinner rigs on, and on both of them, obviously a pop-up because it's a spinner rig, DNA SLK, and over the top, I've got some of the DNA that I've been soaking for a while now, crushed DNA on top and all that. And I've decided to put a little bit of maize out, maize and hemp as well. Not a lot, just a little bit, just to try and attract a few fish around the hook bait. So they're both out now. Time is 9:53. Let's see what happens. Just want to grab a fish. Hopefully it's going to happen. I'm dead excited for it. Weather, well, it was really rainy this morning. I was trying to get out a lot earlier, and I was up nice and early, but it was just hammering it down hard, and I just didn't really fancy setting up in the rain, so I kind of like waited for it to stop. But it's meant to brighten up today, which is good. I think it's meant to rain this evening, but we'll be gone by then. So I shall update you throughout this podcast. Happy New Year once again, and let's have it. Right, it's 19 minutes past 11. I've just redone the left hand side rod and I've moved it like completely up the bull rushes into like there's like a hole that goes in there. Used to be quite a good holding area for carp, but it certainly is in the summer. I don't think it's so much in the winter as much. So I've basically bushwhacked it there with less bait this time. Just don't understand why I've not really had a fish yet. I kind of feel like I should have had one. That sounds a bit like, you know, really, Lee? But no, I kind of really do feel like I should have had a fish by now. The gentleman across opposite me and a few swims to the right, he's just put a fish back. So they're clearly feeding. So it's not, you know, it's not, the cold weather has not switched the lake off at all. And we know we haven't because, you know, we had those runs the other day in here. So we know it's definitely, we know they're definitely catchable. My right-hand side rod has bleeped a few times. I'm going to redo that one in a bit as well, but I just kind of want to sit on that a little bit longer. It almost felt like it was going to go at one point, but it didn't. So we removed the left-hand side rod now. Exactly the same. I'm going to keep pretty much the same tactics all day. I will let you guys know if I do change the tactics, but I think I will be keeping the tactics the same. although I have put out, obviously, as I said, I put out maize and hemp. So I could actually put out a artificial sweet corn out as well. Well, I have actually got artificial maize as well, so that is an option as well. But we'll see how it goes. We'll see how desperate we get. Not to say that's gonna definitely catch a fish, but if what I'm using now is not working, then you know, don't be afraid to change. So yeah, we'll see what happens. Well, I'm pleased to say I've just had one. It came from the rod that I did expect it to come from today, and that was a left-hand side rod from that spot where I pushed up from the bulrushes into that little cove, lot of holding-ish area up there. It came from there, so I'm absolutely buzzing. Not a stonker, but as I said, this lake's like, you know, it's one of the easy lakes I can fish. So it's just great to get my first fish on the bank for 2023. I'm absolutely buzzing. mirror carp probably only went about £6, maybe £7, something like that. I have no idea. I got a foot of it on the mat, which at the moment will currently be the podcast photo, but hopefully I'm going to get another one. Hopefully I'm going to get a bigger one. That would be absolutely blinding. So I basically have decided to redo my right hand side rod now. Anyway, I pulled it off that spot there. Those bleeps that I was getting haven't turned into anything. So I've literally put it into the margins, just to the right hand side of me, down basically to the right hand side of me, literally a rod length from the tip out to the right. Basically a little bit of maize and hemp, some whole SLK boilie on top, about four or five, something like that. Yeah, it's going to give it a go there, and we'll see what happens. Can always move it, obviously. Not afraid to do that today at all. So, yeah, fingers crossed we'll get another one. Well, time now is 12:49, and I've just put back another mirror from the left-hand side rod again on the same spot, as you guys know. Wow. I am buzzing. I really am buzzing. It's great to be catching carp in the winter. Well, it's great to be catching carp at any time, but definitely in the winter. The colours on them look so much nicer. The lovely winter colours. It probably only went about £5, this one. So, not a stonker, but all the same. You guys know me. I always say this as well. I just love catching fish of all sizes. And I always say, I want to always catch the biggest one on the lake. I want to beat my PB, you know, but I just love catching fish of all sizes. It's the buzz for me. So yeah, I'm absolutely buzzing. So it's back out now again. So let's see if we can get another one. Well, it's 13:50, and I'm really pleased to say that my right hand rod has just done a mirror carp. Probably the biggest one of the session now. I don't know, £7, £8. Something like that. Obviously not a stonker, but really pleased. That's come from the margins, literally just in front of me. As I said, it's just like a rod length off me to the right, literally in the margins there. I was thinking they have to be, obviously I'm catching a lot of my carp seem to be all from the margins around here at the moment. So I thought, it has to be, I have to put one in front of me. God, I'm just struggling to get my words out. I've got to put a rod in front of me in the margins there to see what happens. And it's done one, and I'm absolutely buzzing about it, absolutely buzzing. So yep, obviously no brainer, put it back out on the same spot again, and let's see what happens. Well, it's definitely turned into a really good trip today. I've just done another fish on my left hand side rod, a nice lever, which is absolutely fantastic. £7 maybe, something like that, £7, £8, something like that. But I'm absolutely buzzing, I really am. I tell you what, and I do say this a lot in my podcast, but obviously if I've got new people, I am going to be repeating myself a little bit. But the bushwhacker is absolutely amazing. It really is, for like the preciseness of being able to drop your bait on the same spot every time. And I think one of the best things about the bushwhacker is because you're not casting the rod. I know you can feather the weight down, but when you're casting it, but when you've got a bushwhacker, you're literally just dropping it from the depth of whatever, you know, wherever you're fishing. And most of my bushwhacker fishing does tend to be margins anyway, to be honest with you. And margins are a lot shallower, you know, typically anyway. Do you know what I mean? You know, you don't typically get like a 12-foot drop just off the shelf of the margins. Obviously, you do in places, but a lot of the places I'm fishing, they're not like that. You know, we're talking like, you know, 3 foot, 4 foot, you know, 5 foot. And with the bushwhacker, you're literally just, you're turning it and just dropping it from there. And there's no force behind it, just apart from the weight of the lead, and that's it. And that's what I love about it, is you just know it's just dropping down. And if it is dropping onto like silty stuff, you know you're not really like plummeting in that lead and your rig straight into the silt itself. And that's just like, that's why I think the bushwhacker is just so good, like those, for those reasons, for accuracy and bait placement of your rig, or your rig placement of your rig, you know, every time the same spot when you're catching. So yeah, I'm absolutely buzzing, I really am. And that's 4 fish now today. Yes. So let's try and get one more. Well, it's 4:09 now, and this session is fast coming to an end. The swim that I'm fishing, you're not allowed to night fish in, so you've got to be off, I think it's an hour after dusk or something. I'm not too sure, something like that anyway. So I'm just going to fish till up to dark, and then pack up and go. But so far, it's been a really good start to the year. I'm absolutely buzzing about it. But I'm going to hold it off there, because I'll probably do a bit more of a debrief in, I'm going to say, not in the next segment, because the next segment I'm going to talk about another carp I have. There you go, that's positive thinking for you. So I'm going to end this little one here, and I'll chat to you guys in a millisecond. Right, ladies and gentlemen, I had to pack up slightly earlier than I wanted to. And the reason being is because it started to rain. It's really dark now, and this is when I wanted to pack up, when it was really dark. But the rain started to come down, as I said, basically making me all wet and all my stuff wet. And I thought, do you know what? I've had 4 carp. That'd do me. I'm absolutely buzzing on that. It's the 1st of January. It's the winter. I can't grumble. So I'm going to pack up early. So I packed up slightly earlier. So, guys, thank you so much for listening to this podcast. Once again, I really do appreciate your love and support. And if you want to go and show further support, go and check me out on Instagram, Crest Fishing Adventures Podcast. Hit me up a follow. That'd do me an absolute solid. I really do appreciate that. So anyway, guys, I shall leave you guys. And if you go fishing from now until my next podcast, tight lines, take care of yourself, and I'll speak to you in my next one. If you're not done already, guys, you could do me a massive favour and hit me up on Instagram. Just search Quest Fishing Adventures. On there, I'm uploading some photos and some short videos. You can also ask me questions or give me some advice too. That'd be absolutely mega. Anyway, take care of yourself, guys, and tight lines, and see you in my next podcast.